Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Micah, Executive Director with South Shore Arts, and my guest today is Linda Pauley, sort of chatting with you, Linda, jack of all trades for the 4th Street Theater in Chesterton. You've done a little bit of everything there, and so can you maybe share a little bit about your background, how long you've been with the theater, and what all you do for 4th Street?
Sure. I started at 4th Street Theater in 2013 as music director for Man of La Mancha, and have been there ever since, so about 12 or 13 years.
I was going to say just past 10 years, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm a music director and play director and vice president of the board. I'm a producer for the 10-Minute Play Festival, artistic director, program committee chairman.
Uh-huh.
A few things.
It sounds like it, which I'm sure the organization loves. They have committed folks like yourself helping lead the organization forward. And you said producer for the 10-Minute Play Festival, which is really the one area I wanted to chat about because it's such a unique festival and it's a unique celebration of theater with these 10-minute plays. So can you talk maybe a little bit about the history of that and how that got started?
Sure. My brother is a playwright, and I happened to be visiting him when he lived in Kansas City, and he took me to an audition for their 10-Minute Play Festival, and I thought that that would be one of the really unique things that we could do for our theater, and so when I came back home, I approached the board about it, and they thought we should give it a try, so I begged my brother and two of his playwright friends to each give us two plays, and that's how we got started. It used to be called the 6x10, because we did six 10-minute plays. And then the following year and years since then, we took submissions of plays from people from all over, and it turns out that we got plays from all over the world, which was kind of a fun thing. One year we had 400 submissions.
Holy cow.
And we had our readers, I have a group of readers, and because we do a blind reading so that nobody knows who wrote the plays before selection, and so they wanted to kill me for the 400th. So we decided that we would cut it off at, as soon as we hit 100 submissions, then we would cut it off. So that's what it's been since then.
Wow.
And it's just a lot of fun. We have dramas and comedies, and you know, if you don't like one, wait 10 minutes. Get to see the next one.
So how many out of the 100 then, you started doing six, how many total are in this year's festival?
We have, for our traditional year, for this event, we have eight. We do eight. We do four comedies and four dramas.
Okay.
However, because this is our 10th anniversary, we wanted to bring back a few of our plays that were voted by our audiences as their favorite. So we're doing five of those in addition to the eight selected this year. So most of the audience favorites will only be done, they'll only all of them be done once through the festival. Most of them will be on Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
At the ends of the show, so it should be a lot of fun.
Can you share a little bit how this works then? Because what are the dates of the festival, and then what do people, if they buy a ticket on a particular date, what do they get to see? How does that all work?
Sure. The play festival runs from Friday, August the 16th through Sunday, September 1st. And it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday each weekend to the three weekends. Normally, we only do two weekends, but this year, because it's the anniversary, we decided to do three so that we could include the audience favorites. So when you make a reservation or buy a ticket online, when you come to the theater, you will see all eight plays, and sometimes, like on the Sundays, there might be one of the audience favorites. the tickets can be purchased by reservation by calling our theater phone number and leaving your information. And it's 219-926-7875. And our reservations person is David Pifko, and he will call you back and confirm your reservation. Or if you go to our website, which is 4th Street, and that's with the number 4, 4thstreetncca.com, then you can find our online reservation page, and it will tell you how to do reservations online. We don't have actual tickets, so the reservations by phone or online are the best way to go.
Mm-hmm. And your the physical location of the theater is in Chesterton, Indiana, correct?
Yes, it's 125 North 4th Street.
Just so listeners know geographically where you're at, they know how to buy tickets. And tickets are how much, Linda?
They're $20.
Okay, so very affordable. This sounds like this would be a fun evening out. That would be a different experience, without a doubt. So we appreciate you sharing that information. And this sounds like it's going to be a spectacular festival, the 10th anniversary. If I can end with just, since we're running short on time, anything else coming up this fall that you wanted to highlight for 4th Street Theater?
Yes, I have two things. We have... coming up in November, we are doing the musical Godspell, at the Thanksgiving time frame, and at the first part of December, Grant Fitch, who is a very well known performer in our area, comes and does a one man Christmas Carol where he plays all the parts.
Two additional really great productions, and I would assume people would find out about that, get ticket information and all that through the same website or calling the same phone number.
Correct.
All
correct.
Right. And do you want to repeat that phone number one more time for 4th Street Theater tickets?
Sure. It's area code 219-926-7875.
Well, thank you, Linda Pauly, jack of all trades for 4th Street Theater and producer of the 10-Minute Play Festival, the 10th anniversary 10-Minute Play Festival. And
yeah.
I'd like to thank all of our listeners out there for listening to us here on Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, arts places, and arts events celebrating the arts across our region.